Good, it's recording. Okay, the second ever Sfarnish here. The first one's up online, actually, on Y.U. Torah. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about... This is actually a shiur that my rabbi from Y.U., Rabbi Simon, gave last year. And it's a shiur that like blew my mind. Rav Dechter, actually, over there, he said it over to some guys yesterday.
Oh, I was there.
You were there? Oh, right, you're there. So this is good chazara for you. And it's about the Ushpizin. So I'll just give you a little background. So in the Sukkah, right, there's 7 days of Sukkot, and every day in the Sukkah we have one of the Ushpizin come into our Sukkah. So who are the Ushpizin? Are the guests. So who are the guests? So the order is Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. So it happens to be that the Ashkenazim have a different order, but we follow this order. Hasidim follow this order. Most people follow this order. I think this is from the Arizal. I think this is the order from the Arizal, but for us, this is the order we follow. So every night is one. So Avraham is going to be the first night. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Oh, okay, good. Don't spill the beans yet, Jordan.
Okay, I'm going to duct tape.
Okay, so I'm going to read some sources. I'm going to explain a little bit. So the Pasuk says in the Torah, so this is a Reb Simon packet. You have to know what this is. This is very important. Every guy who goes to Reb Simon shir gets a packet. So he gives out Mar Makomot for every shir. It's amazing. So in Parshat Emor, it says, Pasukot yeshivu shvat yamim, kol hezach b'yisrael yeshivu basukot. So it basically says, every Jew has to be in the Sukkah for 7 days. Right? And it repeats. First it says, Pasukot yeshivu shvat yamim, and then again it says, kol hezach b'yisrael yeshivu basukot. So it's basically the Pasuk says you have to be in the Sukkah for 7 days, every single day. Now the women have to be in the Sukkah, then you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I can't tell you, but generally we try to go in, right? The women try to go in usually. Okay, so the Zohar, this is what makes it a Sfardi shir, the Zohar. You can't have a shir without the Zohar. So the Zohar, which is what we love the most, says like this. It says, when it says in the Pasuk, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukot, which means every resident, every Jewish resident has a sin in the Sukkot. So it says, whoever has a shorash, has a root, basically anyone is like a neshama, a Jewish person, which is a kadosh shel Yisrael, any holy Jewish person from Israel, from the Jews, has to sit in its. He refers to the sukkah as tzel ha'amunah. So the sukkah, the Zohar refers to the sukkah as tzel ha'amunah. What does tzel ha'amunah mean? It means the shade of emunah, of right, the emunah of God. Right, we're literally sitting in the shade of God. Right, and also. Just to explain the sukkah, why do we sit in the sukkah in Sukkot? Because when we were in the Midbar, we were in the desert, we were surrounded by clouds. That's one of the reasons. I mean, maybe there's other reasons, but it's one reason that comes to mind. So we're literally sitting. We're surrounded by God. We're in, even though you know this famous song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But at the end of the day, on Sukkot, in the Sukkah, we're really, really, really like, we're like with God, together. So the Zohar brings this, and the Zohar says, whoever is not, Misha'eno, Migeza, Vishoresh, HaKodesh, Shalisra, whoever is not part of the Jewish nation, lo yeshabem, should not sit in the Sukkah, right? So the Goyim are not supposed to be in the Sukkah. My Rav actually said on Yom Kippur, he spoke about this, and he said from the Arizal, that if a non-Jew goes into the Sukkah, supposedly, is what he said, that the Ushpizin leave. The Ushpizin leave. So what does it mean? You have to understand. Arizal is always a Kabbalah, you know, so we don't want to...
Arizal is Isaac Luria, correct?
No, Arizal is Isaac... No, maybe, but not Isaac. Arizal is Ari HaKadosh. What's his name? What's Arizal's name? I don't know.
I think it's
Yitzhak. Yitzhak, maybe. Maybe you're right.
I took a Jewish 301 class.
Oh, so you're probably right.
Arizal as Isaac Luria.
I know the name Luria. I know the Marshal is Shlomo Luria. But maybe the Arizal...
What
maybe,
do I know? I know nothing.
No, maybe. Maybe Arizal is... Arizal, okay. Could be. Maybe. I'm not sure. Okay, so at least we know that there's a mitzvah to go into the sukkah, and the sukkah is the shade of the emunah. Now, the Zohar also writes, the next page, the Zohar also writes that, let's find it. 1 second. The Zohar also writes... Oh, so he explains this. He says... So at the time, when a person does sit in the sukkah, The Shechina has its wings over a person. The Hashchina Pereshet Knafeh, its wings are spread out over a person, Mimala, from the top. And Vavraham, Vahamishat Sadikim, Achanim, Shemaim, Medurim, Mimo. And who's with him in the Sukkah? Avraham Avinu and five other tzaddikim. But then brings another opinion that it's actually Avraham Avinu and five other tzaddikim and David HaMelech. So now the Zohar is always complicated to understand. So we're just going to take bits and pieces from the Zohar and then we're going to basically explain. But the Zohar says that a person's under the wings of the Shekhinah and there's Avraham and five other tzaddikim and David HaMelech.
We're talking about every day, or I'm talking about just the first day and then they switch?
Oh, so that's a good question. So eventually the way we're going to develop it is that every single day is going to be one different one.
Okay.
But I also thought that, like, from the Zohar it sounds like they're all there in one shot.
Right.
So it happens to me, we're going to see later on, it happens to be that Shmini Atzeret by us in Chutz La'aretz is 2 days. One day is Shmini Atzeret, the next day is Simchat Torah. In Eretz Yisrael it's only 1 day.
Right.
It's Simchat Torah, it's 1 day. So Shmini Atzeret by us, since it's Sfeika Diyoma, right, the reason why we have 2 days is because basically before they made the calendars, which we still follow, which is a whole sugya.
Do they only have the Simcha Torah in Israel?
In Israel they have 1 day. Simcha Torah, 1 day.
No
Shmini Atzeret. So Shmini Atzeret is a machloket. Do we sit in the sukkah or do we not sit in the sukkah? So it happens to be that Sfarim bring down that Shmini Atzeret here in Chutz La'aretz, all of them come in. All the Shpizim come in. So it happens to be. But the Zohar basically discusses, at least the concept of the Shpizim coming in is discussed already from the Zohar. Okay, and he brings down. He says, he says, how do we know that there's 7 tzaddikim? Because we say in the pasuk, "Besukot tishivu shivat yamim," and the seven days will dwell shivat yamim. So he says, what does it mean shivat yamim? He says shivat yamim could be understood. One second, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Shivat yamim. Okay, there's somewhere else, I don't remember where the source was, that said Yamim would be, who's Yamim? The people whose faces are as shining as the day. And who's the people that shine as the day? The tzaddikim. So I think that might be a later source. But basically, at least we know from the Zohar, HaKadosh, we know that that the source is from, at least we have a source from here, that there's Ushpizin, and that we're sitting with the Shekhinah in the Sukkah. Okay. So let me get to the next thing. This week is interesting. So after the Zohar, I'm going to read you. Oh. So Rabbi Simon brought a very interesting, he brought a sefer called Torah Shimon, and he says like this, I'm reading inside. Besukot Yeshua Shivat Yamim, Sukkot you should dwell 7 days. Hine Yadua Shesh Shivat Ro'im, there are 7 shepherds. Vizel Pirush, this is what it means. Besukot Yeshua Shivat Yamim, you should be 7 days. Oh, he's the one that explains it. Ratzal Lomar Harim Hameirim Kimo Yamim. The shepherds whose faces shine like the day, that's what it means in the Sukkah, it's going to be 7 days. It doesn't mean 7 days, it means the 7 shepherds whose faces shine like a day. And then it says, Kol HaEzrach, right? In the Pasuk, it said twice they will dwell. So the second time it says in the Pasuk, it says, call Ezrach, every resident will dwell. What does Ezrach mean? It says Lashon Zricha. Zricha means shining. So it's another remez from the Pasuk that's shining. Who's going to shine? The 7 tzaddikim are going to shine. So he says, Zricha Hanishamot, HaKedoshot. Who's going to shine? The Nishamot. The holy Nishamot are going to shine. And V'yu Imanu B'Sukkah, they're going to be with us in the Sukkah. Okay? So at least now we have, you know, he's bringing down a lot of different sources, how we know that the tzaddikim are with us in the Sukkah. The Ma'or HaChaim, which is Or HaChaim HaKadosh, right? Who's Or HaChaim HaKadosh? Rabbi Chaim Ben Attar, right? He's from Morocco, originally. Morocco, okay. So Besukot Yeshua Shiat Yamim. So he says, he explains that, So he also explains the same concept. Again, from the same pasuk, he says, Amru Chazal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the 7 tzaddikim, the 7 tzaddikim that are always sitting next to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So apparently, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I didn't know this, but apparently he says these 7 tzaddikim, they're usually sitting next to Hashem. So whatever that means, right? Whatever that means, Hashem's there somewhere, and the 7 tzaddikim are always sitting around Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yomar Lezayin Tzaddikim." He tells them, "Shoshim Bitzido," the ones that are usually sitting next to him. Telchu lebet benechem. Go to the house of my children, the Sukkot, shasu b'chag, the Sukkot that they're doing during the holiday. And it says, this is who is this shetikun lamar tevu ushpizin. And this is the ushpizin. We say, there's a prayer we say every single night. I think Sfarim also say it every single night when the Ushpizan of that night, we say a certain prayer. You can find it in the Machzor somewhere. Basically, it's like a welcoming. It's a welcoming prayer that you say for the Ushpizan when they come. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is basically saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them, you know, we're together, we have like our like a little comfort zone, quote unquote, here in Shemaim. Now you have to go down. You have to go down to the people in their Sukkot in the world.
Just a question. Is this the only time where we see that happening where Hashem is just like, sort of bringing down people? Like, what other place or holiday do we have that?
So I'll tell you something interesting. So we're actually your mechavin. We're gonna discuss later on that Eliyahu Navi, right? When you go to Brit Milah, who's there by Brit Milah? Eliyahu Navi. So you can see. That's a good question.
Hashem tell him like, okay, you have to go down.
So I think so. I don't know where the source is. I know everyone knows that by every Brit Milah it's a special time to pray because Eliyahu Navi is there. And that's why we have Kisei Shel Eliyahu Navi. We have a special seat for Eliyahu Navi. Okay, but that's a great question.
Wouldn't this like be like Hashem, like we said before, like Hashem's in the Sukkah, so like isn't it like they're all like Hashem's there and then all of a sudden you are there too?
Well, again, one more time, meaning
like,
you want
to... Before we said that Hashem's in the Sukkah, right?
Right. Yeah, the Tzel Amunah, right, the Shel Amunah.
Like, wouldn't it be like, Hashem's there too, and then all of a sudden they are there too, like, together, like...
Oh, you think if Hashem's there, then they're coming down with him. That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. Also, you have to understand, like, what does it mean, like, Hashem's coming down? So, it's a good question. Yeah, that's where the Zohar, it's hard to learn the Zohar. You could take... What's interesting is that, you know, the Zohar is always like a little explanation in the Zohar. So you could try to take it at face value. And a lot of times, like other Sfarim will discuss at length, and they'll discuss, you know, like the Arizal and different Sfarim will discuss like what the Zohar means. Ben Ishchai sometimes will talk about it. But it's a good question. I mean, what does it mean? If Hashem is coming down, then they should be coming down with him. So obviously it means the Shekhinah is more present, I guess. The Shekhinah may be stronger. You know, the Hashem's, you know, spreading his wings over us, and the Tzel Amunah, as the Zohar says. But it's a good question. Yeah, I don't have a clear answer. No, it's good. Okay, so now that we have all these sources, so I'm going to read you something amazing. So the Chida. So who's the Chida? Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So just an interesting fact about the Chida. The Chida lived, he was a very big rabbi. I think it was in the 1700s, maybe 1800s, I think in that time span. And he basically traveled around the world. He went to countries all over the place. Right? He went to, like, I think all over the place, right? The Chida?
No, he's Sephardi? What?
He's Sephardi, yeah, for 100% Sephardi. The Chida's 100% Sephardi. Chaim Yosef David Azulai. And he learned by the Orach Chaim Kadosh. And at one point he lived in Morocco, and the Moroccans, they follow the Chida Allah and Halacha. But everyone, the Chida is very, very big. Someone told me, a rabbi in YU told me, the Chida lived 84 years, and he wrote 83 books. So, according to Wikipedia, he only lived 82 years, which would mean he wrote 81 books, which is still a massive,
rabbi
big feat.
Rabbi Wikipedia,
right. So what does the Chida write? So this is the best part. So Chida writes, before the Or HaChag, before the holiday, Or HaChag HaKadosh, meaning the day before right before the holiday starts, Yelach L'Sukkah, you should go to your Sukkah, V'Yitzhave L'Havi Kiseh, U'Me'il Mefo'ar Al Gabeh, L'Zecher Zayin U'Shpizin Ilayin Kadishin. What does it mean? Before the holiday starts, bring a chair, put the chair down in your Sukkah, and this chair should be reserved for the 7 Ushpizin. The Ushpizin Ilayin Kadishin, the great, holy, Kadosh Ushpizin. And he says, Me'en Dugma Shosin B'Yom HaMilah. Like you asked, Rebecca. The day of Brit Milah, right? So what's in Brit Milah?
Yeah.
You have a chair. Kisei Shel Eliyahu Navi. So the Chida says, you want Eliyahu Navi is coming for down by the Brit Milah. You have a chair, so Shpizan coming down to your Sukkah, so get them a chair. You have to go, right?
Rob Dexter was saying, if you don't put the chair and they don't see the chair, they're gonna leave.
Oh, okay. So then he says, and then he says, right, just like by Yom Milak, he said, no, it's good. But just like Kisei Eliyahu Navi. And he says, he brings down Zohar Kadosh, which is what we saw, the Kabbalah, Zohar Kadosh. They're not going to come. Like you said, if you don't put the chair according to Chida, they're not going to come. I never knew this in my life. When I heard this last year, I no pun intended, I fell off my seat. But, you know, I never knew this. The Ushpuzin come down, and this is me, and this is a Chida. Like, we should know this. Everyone, the Sfarim should know this. The Chida, the Sfarim love the Chida. And then he says, Zot haita lecharedim dvar Hashem azmin kiseh zayin ushpizin ilayin kadishin. Okay, and then he says every night, v'chol laila yomar bepeh, every single night you say ulu ushpizin. It's a whole prayer that you find in the machzor. I don't know by heart, right? It's v'chulu, but it's a prayer for the ushpizin. You say every night, v'kadesh v'kaven v'chad shechianu b'tor gam mitzat sukkah. And all that, but we say the bracha of shechianu, you have to have them in mind. You have to have the ushpizin in mind when you say bracha shechianu to show you that they're there. They're really there. It's like, you know, he takes it to the next level. It's like, so this is really like, he's telling you, like, you know, this, it's almost like, like Pesach night, it's another time, well, it's good, another example like you asked. Pesach night, we have the cup of the Anavi, right?
But, do Sfarim do that? I always look at my Haggadah, they never have that.
No?
In there, no.
So I know, I think Moroccans do, but yeah. Moroccans certain time.
They don't.
Sometimes they have like
a way
of them. So yeah, I've seen like the
Haggadahs
like Sfarim without
them.
Sfarim, like, usually don't do that.
So maybe Moroccan
Sikh Ashkenazim.
Yeah, it depends. Right, so but at least we know that there's different times of the year where like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down to us, you know, from
on high.
Right, from on high, exactly. So this is what the Chida writes. So now, so regarding this minhag of the Chida, there's a sefer over here that called Pardes Eliezer. Right? Rabbi Simon knows every sefer in the whole entire world, so a sefer called Pardes Eliezer. So he brings down. There's a big rabbi by the name of, right? He says Ish Zaken Echad Hasid Yirei Shamayim. A certain man, a certain holy Jew, told a rabbi named Rav Menachem Mendel Meruminov. He told Rav Menachem Mendel Meruminov. He says, oh, by the way, whoever Rav Nachman Miramnav was, I think it was some Hasidish Rav, he says, you should know, I knew the Chida. I knew who the Chida was. And I've been, you know, I knew him, I've been to his house, I visited him a few times in my life. And I had the zchut to be in his house, I was by him on Sukkot. So Rav Nachman Mendel Miramnav says, wait a second, let me ask you a question. Did you have the zchut to be in his Sukkah? He says, yeah, of course, what do you mean? I went to visit him, Sukkot is in his house. So he says, is it true that he had a special chair for the Ushpizin? He had a chair reserved for the Ushpizin? He said, yeah, 100% true. So Rav Menachem Mendel Meruminov answers, Ilmali lo ba'al zeh ha'olam, rak lishmo zeh sipur dailo. He says, it's worth it to come down to this world just to hear this story about the Chida. Meaning, to hear this fascinating thing that he did, that the Chida believed so much that the Ushpizin are here with us in action, in the Sukkah, during the meal, sitting next to us. He says, it's Kedai, it's worth it to come down to this world just to hear that one thing. It's worth it to come down to this world. Meaning the whole, which is an unbelievable statement, obviously. And we see that he was like, you know, he heard about it, obviously, but he wasn't sure if it was, he wanted to really make it authentic. And he found out from this guy. This guy said, yeah, it's true. I saw it with my own eyes. I was there. What?
Witness makes a difference.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. And over here, it says, this is interesting. So here he brings down, says, this sefer, Omer Tzino Nagim, it's a Kamakirot Sephardim, but the Sephardim. It says, as a minhag, but many kelot, many sfarim, to say, bechnisato lesukah, when you go into sukkah, besimat yad al kiseh shal kavod, you put your hand down on the chair, right? Shechinu lechvod al ushpizin in kadishin, the chair that you see of the ushpizin, you put your hand down, and you say, amir amir yuhayded, you say a special thing, hazmat ushpizin, ze kiseh shal shiva ushpizin in kadishin. He said, certain sfarim kelot, I've never seen this either, because I've never seen the chair, so I've never seen this, but they say, oh yeah, this is the chair, when you go in, like you have a little case, you bring it to shul, oh, that's the chair of Navi.
Right.
So in the sukkah, the chair, you know, you go into the sukkah and say, that's the chair of the Ushpiz, and that's where they sit. Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, yeah. So the Ushpiz, well, that's what they are. The Ushpiz are, they are guests. They are, your Hachnasat Ochim means bring in guests.
Yeah.
So they are your guests, and they're there every single night. Every single
I have a question.
Yeah, sure. Go.
If
Sephardi women technically are not, like, obligated to sit, like, in the sukkah.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to bring in, like, are they allowed to say the bracha, like, for the ushpizin, or are they allowed to, like, you know, them? And
I don't think it's a problem. Well, I'll tell you this. The bracha of the ushpizin is really just welcoming the ushpizin in.
Right.
So it's not like you're, do women make Lisha Basukah? I don't think they make Lisha Basukah, right? So they don't make, but the answer amen to, you know, to whoever makes in the house, right? But this is like, it's a Yiratzon. It's like a tefillah. It's not like really a bracha.
Okay.
I mean, the difference in a bracha, you know, there's a difference in a bracha and just a regular general tefillah. So this tefillah of Yiratzon, you know, but I don't know exactly, I wish I had a master here, I don't have one. I don't think there's a machzir here. Okay. But it's just like a general Yiratzon about inviting them in. So I don't think, even if there's the name of Hashem, it's usually like more like, I don't see a problem. I don't think there's a problem. But like if it would be a bracha, baracha da Hashem
Elokeinu,
then
that
may
not be. Shouldn't we have Behi Noam before this bracha to have a kavana or something?
Okay.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, say L'Shem Echuk. Yeah, I don't know. Ask Rabbi Cohen. Ask Rabbi Cohen. It's a good question. That he said.
You know what I heard in like, Rabbi Eli Mansour
CD today
about other
brachas
that came up to my
mind. Oh, well, that's far more big into the Shem Yichud. Ashkenazim don't say the Shem Yichud.
Oh, yeah.
But Chassidim say, Nusach Sfard, they say, but Sfardim, they say the Shem Yichud for everything. Like before Tfilat Musaf, there's the Shem Yichud. Yeah, exactly. So even before, like, it's all over. So the Ashkenazim, they don't say the Shem Yichud at all. It's like, it doesn't exist for them. There's a lot of things by Ashkenazim. In our Tfilah, there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of differences.
And we have a lot more than Ashkenazim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot more. And a lot of
probably like more like Tehillim, or probably a lot more like,
yeah, Kavanah, different things.
Yeah.
Right.
So how do you love Kabbalah, right?
Yeah, Zohar Kadosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now
we need to take over the class.
That's fine.
Jordan.
I don't know anything.
You're adding to the class.
Okay, so now that we mentioned that. Now we're gonna mention another point. So now this is an amazing point, and this will be tied in the whole shiur. So there's a pasuk in Hazinu, which actually we read not long ago, a few weeks ago. So it says this: Hashem's last commandment to Moshe before Moshe Benu passed away. So it says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe beetzem ayom hazeh lemor." Hashem said to Moshe on the day that he's going to take his neshama back. Ale et har havarim hazeh har nevo, go up to the har havarim har nevo, that's the name of the mountain. Asher beretz Moav, which is in Moav. Asher apnei Yericho, which is by next to Yericho. Ure et eretz Kenan, ashani uten evnei Yisrael lehuza. And I will show you eretz Kenan. You're right, basically Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, like we know, and Hashem said, I'm taking to the top of the mountain, you'll see the Eretz Yisrael, and then the next pasuk, umut bahar asher ata ole shama, you're going to die on that mountain. So I'm just going to repeat that slowly. You're going to die in the mountain that you go up, and you'll be gathered to your nation. Like your brother Aaron died on Hor HaHar, and he was gathered into the nation. So it's a little interesting. It says you'll be gathered to the nation, and he was gathered to the nation. It could just say at the end of the pasuk, you were both gathered into the nation. So we're going to discuss that. So the Shaar Yisachar. Who's the Shaar Yisachar? Chassidish Sefer. There's a famous Sefer that people know, Bnei Yisachar, right? Or Bnei Yisachar. So the Shaar Yisachar is the son of the Bnei Yisachar. I think I'm 99% sure, almost 100% sure. The Shaar Yisachar is the son of Bnei Yisachar. I actually have, there's actually something else on the Shaar Yisachar that someone showed me last year that also blew my mind. Maybe we'll save it for another time. Okay. So what does he write over here? So he writes like this. He writes, he heard from a big rabbi, Shamati from a rabbi, Rav Mordechai David Midobernov. Yeah, Chassidish. Yeah, so Chassidish Rebbe. So he writes like this. He writes this question. How come it says, Umot bahar ve'asef al amecha, kashem et aron achicha behor ahar, ve'asef al amav. So Rashi explains that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu said you're going to die in that mountain, the mountain that Aaron Achicha died, so basically Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die the same way his brother died, because Aaron Akon, we know he went up to the mountain and it was a whole thing. A Kadosh Baruch Hu basically, like, his neshama went straight up, and I think it was like he got like a kiss or something from Hashem. I don't remember the whole details, but it was a very It's a very special, unique type of way to go. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die the same way. So that's why he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to die just like Aaron died. You're going to die the same way. Okay, so then he asks a question. He says, but what does it mean? Umet bahar v'yasef al amecha. And then, like we just said, by Aaron HaKohen, it says also v'yasef al amav. So why does that say you're gathered to your nation and he's gathered to his nation? Okay, you ready for this? So he says, the day, what's the yard site? What's the
Shabbat
day?
For one of them?
No, not Shabbat. What's the Aaron HaKohen died? Yeah, what's the Aaron HaKohen died?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Sure.
Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay.
What does that mean? Is yard?
Oh, what's that? What, one second, Jordan. What day was Rosh Chodesh Av this year? Monday. Right? I actually remember this because.
So yard time would be the same.
Jordan! Jordan!
Am I right?
One second. So Rosh Chodesh Av is when? Was Monday.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Was Monday. You heard the shiur already. Don't cheat. Right?
I mean,
Sami five, Jordan. Okay, so Rosh Chodesh Av was when? Rosh Chodesh Av was on Monday. Okay, so he says this: the day of the week that Aaron HaKohen died.
Okay.
The following Sukkot, that same day of the week is going to be the day that he's going to be in the Sukkah. So when's Aaron? So Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. The fifth day. Fifth day of Sukkot is what day this year? Monday. What day of the year? What day of the week is the yahrzeit this past year? Rosh Chodesh Av? Monday. Okay. Okay. Now let's keep going.
That's for each of them.
Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted that death. So, what do we say? By Moshe Rabbeinu also, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died.
Zion.
Which was Zion Adar. And this year, Zion Adar is the exact one for Purim. And Purim this year was on a Sunday. Right?
No idea.
This past year, Purim was on a Sunday, I think.
Sure. You can check it out on Rabbi Google.
It was too far.
Too far away? Yeah, it was this past year, Purim was on a Sunday.
Year before was like a third.
I think, yeah,
because
we're not
school. I think I remember, yeah. Yeah, Purim was... Yeah, I mean, and it's going to make sense because Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, which is the fourth day of Sukkot, is Moshe.
Thursday,
Avram,
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Right? When's it? Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, right. Well, the first day of Sukkot is Thursday.
Right,
Thursday,
Wednesday,
Friday,
yeah.
Shabbat, Sunday. Avam, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe. Right, Moshe is before Aaron.
Right.
So Moshe is Sunday, Aaron is Monday. Okay? And then he says, you ready? He keeps going. And then he basically says, that's what it means, Ve'asef al amecha. Or right by Aaron HaKohen, we said, what were the words again? Ve'asef al amav, that's by Aaron HaKohen, and by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'asef al amecha. Gather to your nation. Gather to his nation. What does it mean, gather to the nation? The day of Sukkot is what? Is the day that they're gathered to the nation. They come down to the nation. They come down to our Sukkot, to our house. Right? So the day they come to our house, just like, so Akash Rav was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the way Aaron HaKohen died, Aaron died, and he's going to be gathered into his nation, meaning he's going to come down and be in their Sukkah, you're going to have the same thing. The day that you die is the day of the week where you're going to come down to his nation. This is only the Chassidish. The Chassidish is far more the best.
Wait, but so now it's only Moshe and Aaron, or is it all?
Oh, so you want to know if it's all the other ones.
Yeah.
So he brings on David and Melech as the next one.
Okay.
And Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, I don't know. And Yosef, I don't know. But David and Melech he brings
in. Aaron
and Moshe. Aaron and Korn is Moshe Chodesh Av, and Moshe is Zayin Adar. And David HaMelech, he writes all the way at the bottom, over here, it's somewhere. He says, right, he says, David HaMelech said, somewhere here. Okay, somewhere here he brings down the whole. It's a little bit long. It's take too long to go through. But David Melech also he brings down a proof. It's a whole bunch of psukim. But Moshe and Aaron it was two psukim together. So it was one pasuk. So it was easier to go through. But then David Melech also he brings down like a whole thing, a whole bunch of psukim. A little bit more complicated how he made the cheshvin. But the interesting thing is that this only works out the way we do the ushpizin. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Because Ashkenazim do Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Maybe it's Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David.
Yeah.
But I think they do it in chronological order, which is Yosef was before Moshe and Aaron. So according to them, the whole thing gets thrown off. But according to us, it works. And the Hasidim also do. They follow the same. So that was that. And then, does he say anything about anyone else? I don't know. It's an excellent question. I'm going to have to call Rabbi Simon and ask him. I'm going to ask him. What does he say? Maybe. And then he also brings out at the end that Lag BaOmer, which is the day of Rav Shem Bar Yochai's Yard site. And Rav Shem Bar Yochai was a Shoresh Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, apparently, it brings on its farm. So the day that Lag Ba'Omer was, is the same day as the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died of the week, and is the same day as meaning Rav Shem Bar Yochai and Moshe Rabbeinu, the day of the week that the yard site of Rav Shem Bar Yochai is going to be, is the same day of the week as Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site. So
it will also be Sunday.
Exactly. So this past Lag Ba'Omer was, yeah, anyone on the calendar? I had a calendar in my pocket. I threw it out, an old calendar, because it's a new year now. But too bad. I think last year I did the same mistake when I heard this year. But so that's what he says. And then, and to end off the shiur, I just want to say one more thing. At the end, another sefer, the Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushat Yisrael, brings down that by Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, like we said, Hamenag Lomar Azminu Sodak Kol Ushpizin Ilayin. So, like we said, the last day that we have a special schut, it's unbelievable because in Eretz Yisrael they don't have this schut because they have one day Simchat Torah and you're not going to Sukkah, right? Why can't go to Sukkah? Because Bar Tosif can't go to Sukkah. Once Bar Tosif, once
add to the mitzvah.
You can't do mitzvah. Right, you can't have five tzitzit. You can't wear three tefillin. You can't wear them both arms. You know all that add. You can't add one day. You can't have 2 days Shabbat. Right. So there's a surah in the Torah to add one more day. So Simchat Torah in Eretz Yisrael is what is the day after Sukkot. Sukkot's over officially done. So you're not allowed to go into Sukkah because if you go into Sukkah, it looks as if you're entering the mitzvah. So if you want to go into Sukkah, you could go the day after that. Once you know the day after Simchat Torah, already it's already a day passed. You're done.
Regular days is like
exactly.
Holiday is over.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. By us,
can't say the bracha.
We can't say bracha. By Shmini Atzeres, by us, the day after Sukkot, it's Sfeka de Yoma. Sfeka de Yoma. We're not sure if it's Yom Tov or not. So some people have minhag. I don't know if you go in. Some people go one meal. Yes, one meal. No. Different people have different minhagim.
Like, but do you still say the bracha?
Or? So you don't say bracha because it's a safek, right? So safek brachot alakel. You don't say right when there's a safek. You don't make a bracha. But we have a schut that we have an extra day to go into Sukkah that they don't have in Eretz Israel. And that day, he brings down all the Ushpizin go in. Because we ran out of Ushpizin. We already had all seven. So we have to have one. Oh, so he says the last day he brings down is all the Ushpizin go in. So I just want to say the last thing, there's a beautiful Rambam I saw, which the Nitzivot Shalom brings down. But it's a nice Rambam. The Rambam just says that that Sukkot, right? Every Chag, every Yom Tov, Sukkot, Shavuot, Pesach, every Yom Tov has Simcha aspect to it. But he writes Chag Sukkot is right. He says Afa Pi Shekar Meodot Misad Smach. And even though every holiday has a mitzvah to be to rejoice, to be have Simcha, to be happy, Bechag Sukkot Hayta Sham Mingdash Simcha Yitera. By Sukkot, there's additional simcha more than any other Yom Tov, more than any other holiday. Sukkot has the most simcha, and he basically goes on. You know, he explains that they used to make parties. That's why we have Simchat Beto Sheva, Beta Shoeva, right? Pesach we don't have during any parties. Sukkot we party everywhere you go, party here, party there. Everyone's making a party. The shul's making a party. Your family's making a party. There's parties everywhere you go, right? So Sukkot Bedavka is a holiday that has really, really like a higher level of Simcha than any other holiday. So basically, just to end off, so we know that, you know, from the Rambam, like the Rambam explains, I think the Gemara says, I saw the Gemara before, it says anyone that didn't experience Simchat B'Torah Sheva during Sukkot, they never, you know, it's like they're missing out on experience. I forgot exactly Lashon of the Gemara, but basically, you know, to be happy, to rejoice, to be happy on Sukkot is especially important more than any other Yom Tov.
Wait, is that
on Shmini Atzeres,
the party?
Oh, so Shmini Atzeres is, really, we connect it more to Simchat Torah than we do to Sukkot. Meaning, once Shmini Atzeres starts, we say it's basically Shmini Atzeres and Simchat Torah really is officially one day in Eretz Yisrael. And here we basically divide into two. Shmini literally means the eighth day. But Simchat Torah is on Shmini Atzeret in Eretz Yisrael. So here we make it eighth day is Shmini Atzeret and the ninth day is Simchat Torah. But Sukkot really officially is the first 7 days.
Right.
The last 2 days are really sort of technically an independent holiday, right, which happens to be together. So, we should be Zoche, B'Zat Hashem, to have Simchat and Sukkah, us and all the Jewish people, B'Zat Hashem, and next to Shema Mabu Yishraim, B'Zat Hashem, and only good things. And we should do well on our exams, B'Zat Hashem.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. How do I stop?